Hey, hi, my name's Amano and I am a visual artist based in Birmingham, and I'm 24. And a student at University of Birmingham as well.
Fantastic. And so what have you been up to today?
So today I have been focusing on preparing for the new year, well, the new term for uni. I've also trying to get my ducks in a row in regards to my visual art practice, and also just been cooking and lounging around.
Sounds good. And is this like a kind of typical day for you at the moment? I mean, it sounds like a bit of a transitional period, but do most of your days entail, obviously thinking about your practice and cooking and other good things like that?
Say for the 5 months it has been that, obviously since lockdown, and then just preparing for university, and then evaluating my exhibition that I had done in February this year, just before lockdown. So I literally have been evaluating my exhibition, planning a new exhibition for the summer when I've in easy, we have digitally online, so there's something about in that regard, and a lot of planning that needs to go in. So regarding the question, I've been typical, it has for the last few months.
I mean, could you tell us a bit about your exhibitions? And like, kind of what the artwork is about and where that came from?
So the exhibition was basically a visual diary chronicling my bouts with depression and anxiety, and how I learned to employ coping mechanisms both within the art, using art as a form of therapy, as well as CBT, which stands for cognitive behavioral therapy. So it's the idea of using changing your mindset and how you approach depression and anxiety and situations, and seeing the positive in them. Is in more in a simple term, is more like a approach them positively. So essentially, the exhibition charts from when I was my most depressed and anxious to how I employed using CBT, how I use art therapy to get to work through my emotions. And also the final few months chart how I use well I became self-actualized then. So the stuff that I wanted to achieve, I ended up achieving. So it just shows different phases within the last, let's say, 3 years then.
So you say it's almost like a visual diary. Did you keep a diary and a journal? Or was it more of a looking back, more of a kind of reflective exhibition?
When I say I kept a visual diary, I literally kept like an A5 plain booklet that just had plain paper in there, and I used to just draw how I felt in the moment, and it was often amplified by different types of music that kind of reflected how I felt in the moment. So if I felt frustrated and angry, I'll play rock music at the same time, and then I would just draw from my imagination, and it would just come up with such wild imagery. And that kind of lasted for about a year. Like, I was drawing in that book for like constantly for about a year. And then I picked out 14 pieces that kind of clearly showed the process of the last 4 3 years, when I experienced anxiety, depression, to mindset change to self-actualization. So
Fantastic. So, I mean, I suppose this exhibition shows like this coming together of your creativity and your health. And I mean, is that the first time that those things have come together for you, or that you've been interested in those, or have you always kind of been interested in creativity and how that can impact your health and well-being?
I kind of got if I understand your question correctly, which is about, you know, have I just recently understood that art can be used for therapy as well as creativity? It was kind of recent, actually, because I've always been an artist. I've always drawn, but I've never really created art in the sense of as deliberate as making it be something that I use as a form of therapy. It's kind of like when they use the term, like, you know,
Oh, we've lost you. Oh, I've lost you.
I'm back.
Oh, you're back. Yeah, I've got you back. Sorry, I've lost you. That sounded like it was starting really well. So I'll just say that question again. I suppose it was more, the question was, obviously, you know, with it talking about your exhibition and the work you've done recently, it's like that coming together of creativity and health. And I wondered if, you know, if you've done that before or made that connection before.
Well, I never made that connection before until I did this exhibition. I always used art as a form of relaxation and a medium to explore my subconscious, but it was more so like, I don't know, it was something that came natural to me. I never really put labels on it of using it as a form of therapy or whatever. When I just felt bad or I felt good, I would just draw. So whatever feeling I just drew. It was only until, as I said, like I was developing this exhibition or trying to get out of how I felt when I was at my most lowest, I used it deliberately to say that I need to do this to get these thoughts and emotions out of me instead of it swelling in my head and making me feel, well, making me implode into myself then, basically. And so through this exhibition, I learned so much from different partners and people who I reached out to in the mental health sector, and how there's actual practice of using art therapy to heal people, essentially. And so I was like amazed that there was something like that out there that was taken seriously and legitimate. And so through doing the exhibition, like, even on the opening day, how many people's lives were changed, and how, like, they spoke about, oh, that's exactly how I felt when I was 16 or whatever. Like, it was a visual representation of how they was feeling but couldn't articulate. And that's exactly what I wanted it to be. Like, when I couldn't explain it to people how I was feeling, I just drew how I felt. So when I showed them, then they kind of got a feel of an understanding of what I was going through. And to see that people basically could co-sign that at the exhibition launch, like, I knew that I had done my job then, basically.
Sounds fantastic. And what, I mean, have you, obviously you've talked about how you've used it for yourself, and then obviously you had the exhibition, which was kind of connecting with audience and people, and like that, obviously other people being able to look at your art and kind of, you know, I suppose for their feelings to be communicated as well, is a really powerful thing. Are you interested in kind of working with people as an artist as well? Is that something you're going to explore in your practice to help others, I don't know, access their own creativity? Or is your practice more about the art form?
Well, before Corona, that was on the cards. I originally wanted to have a workshop where we'll have a group of black men, because basically my exhibition was targeted at young black men between 16 and 25, and because they was classed as an underserved community within the arts and within society when it comes to mental health as well. And so as a creative people, using the arts and music is something that is deeply entrenched in our culture of how we interpret both traumas, happiness, and things that are unresolved within us. And so in answering your question, would I wanted to work with people and take out their creativity? Absolutely. and more specifically black men between 16 and 25. So literally it would be, I don't know, a conversation about various issues, and then, or we go through a topic, and then they would draw how they felt after we discussed that topic, and then we'll see how we felt at the end of it, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So yeah, it would be literally something like that.
So that's something you'd like to do in the future, perhaps?
Absolutely.
Amazing. So my last question was, what was the last project you came across that really, I don't know, really inspired you?
I think the last person that inspired me normally anyway, was Marcus Rashford, when he's trying to lobby for to end child food poverty in the UK. And he's like galvanizing both societal influence as well as people within parliament and within football. So yeah, he's the last person that inspired me culturally.
It's incredible. I've not heard much. Is there any updates on his progress?
No, I haven't actually seen yet. I just thought I'll leave it to it until more news. But as far as I'm aware, like, literally Boris Johnson made a U-turn about it after he got a lot of pressure from both people in society and MPs, especially during the time that we're supposed to be caring about people because of Corona, mm-hmm. and you know, the shift with how schools are being taught and how that is impacting young people.